Rusty Quill presents.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wake of Corrosion, Season 2, Episode 5, Lost Transmission.
This is Professor Ryan of Bunker A-12. This is a public broadcast to any survivors out there. Before I begin, please be aware that I advise listener discretion going forward, as some of the content of this broadcast can be unsettling or disturbing. Before we begin, survivors, allow me to apologise for the abrupt ending to the last broadcast. Whilst I always remain with the radio whilst broadcasting any of our findings to you, there was an urgent matter I had to attend during the previous installment. Especially it was to do with our power distribution, which, as you know, is vital to our safety here. As I'm sure you're aware, the broadcast ended abruptly and I wasn't able to officially sign off the broadcast. Although, coincidentally, you still heard my voice, which, well, to be honest with you, when I returned and listened back through the part of the recording I'd missed, it stunned me. Of all the experiences and interactions I expected the brothers to have, hearing a broadcast of mine certainly wasn't one of them. I listened back through and around that section a couple of times. Unfortunately, there wasn't enough for me to determine when exactly that broadcast was. I don't recall saying what could be heard on the recording. I've been doing this for so long and so often. I sound so different. No matter. It's comforting at least to know that there are people out there listening. Many residents of Bunker A-12 consider I am doing a lost cause. I hope Claire would convince them otherwise, but unfortunately it just wasn't enough for some. In regards to Claire, well, I've not heard from her in almost a day now. I mean, I'm hoping that she's just in an area with disrupted signal. It seems logical that would be the case as she moves closer to Ralford. But I mustn't jump to conclusions here. Rest assured, though, survivors, I will let you know when she gets in touch. For now, let's continue where we left off.
Okay.
There is hope that there's someone out there listening to this broadcast, someone who would perhaps one day get in touch with us. Please, it takes as hard as not as it is with everything.
Holy shit, is that radio broadcast? Roman, I think someone is out there.
And there could be someone listening to it. There could be people here. My kids, Elliot. Should we? It's okay. I'm just here looking for my family. My name's Roman. I'm here with my brother Elliot.
How did you get in here? How long have you been here?
The bunker door was open. The main one, that is. The one we've just come through. We had to open it ourselves. May we come up to you?
We're going up anyway. You know that, right?
Yeah, but slowly. Arms up.
All right.
My kids better fucking be here, mate.
Let's just take it easy. We're strangers here, remember?
Kind of hard to do when I don't know what's going on with them.
Okay. We're here. Put your hands up.
What?
Just do it.
Got any weapons on you?
No. Who else is with you?
Yes, we've got a crowbar, camping knives, and an old bayonet. That's all we've got.
Fuck's sake.
Place them on the ground.
Look, I'm just looking for my kids. Is there anyone else here with you?
On the ground.
Jesus Christ. All right, here.
Look, I'm sorry if we come across a bit desperate. It's just that we've been out here for a long while and, well, we're just hoping to find my niece and nephew, Roman's children, and hopefully his wife. We were told they'd be here. We don't want to hurt you or anyone. If anything, we want to help.
Step forward, toward me. Leave those things on the ground. Hands up still. No funny business. Looks like you pair have been through hell. How long ago did you lose those fingers there?
Couple of days.
And you've been out there how long?
Luke, does this matter? Just answer my question, please. Are my children here?
Just being cautious. Look, I'm sorry. It's just me.
Fuck. Fuck! God damn it! Why? Why are they not here? Why is nobody anywhere they're supposed to be?
Roman.
Oh, fuck.
Roman.
Guess you boys really did mean what you were saying, huh?
Of course we did. Why would we lie about something like that?
Boy, I've been in here a good couple weeks, and before that, I was out there. It was only a few days, but the amount of people that lied, cheated, and robbed one another at the drop of a hat, I ain't taking chances. You hear me? Now how about you start telling me how you got in here, and then we can start trusting one another.
It was open. The bunker door was open.
The hell it was!
Look, do you really think between us we could get a bunker door open if it wasn't already like that, or open for us from the inside? It wasn't locked properly, okay? It was open, and we came in. For help, for peace, for our family.
I'll lock that door up good and tight.
Well, I'm sorry to say this, but it wasn't locked when we arrived. So where is everyone?
You wouldn't believe me.
Try me. If you've got any idea about what's out there, then you already know what sort of things we've been through.
Vanished. Gone. Disappeared.
So, what? They left?
You damn fool. They went poof! Just like that. Right before my damn eyes. Got it?
Where? When?
Come, I'll show you. Although it's not a pretty sight.
Roman, you coming?
Fine.
What's your name, anyway? I'm Elliot.
James. But since we're best buds, now you can call me Jim.
This is Roman, by the way. I'm sorry for the way things started out.
Yeah, don't worry about it, son. I wasn't exactly Mr. Nice Guy here. Too many people tried to wrong me on the way. That's the problem.
So, you saw people out there?
Oh, yeah, sure. There's plenty of people. Robbing, stealing, taking anything that isn't nailed down. That's why I ain't leaving this place. Got my vitamin D tablets once a day and all the food and water a man can need. And sure, I got room for a couple more if you and your brother over there are planning on staying.
Then why haven't we seen anyone?
Well, we have seen some people, Raymond.
Two, Elliot. We've seen two living people and we've been traveling.
And you ain't seen no one else?
Not a soul.
Then I wonder if it happened out there as well.
If what happened?
This.
Oh, Jesus, it stinks.
Yeah, I wouldn't go any further if I were you.
What? Is that rotten food?
Well, if you want to go in there and clean it up, be my guest. But after what I saw, I'm not taking another step forward.
There's so much left behind in here. People's things. Children's toys. Roman, they're not...
No. No, not theirs. Listen to me carefully, Jim. How many kids were in there?
Oh, hell, son, I don't know. I'd only been here a day when this happened. Nipped out to take a leak, opened the door, and then... Well, near enough what you see here. Without the smell, of course.
You saw them vanish.
One minute they were just tucking into the morning meal. The next just dust and quiet. I've not been in there since. Rather not, if it suits you all the same. I'm going to close this door now. Best the whole bunker didn't stink of rotten food for the next couple days.
Look at this picture here. Do you remember these? Her name is Imogen, or Emmy, and this is Scott.
No, sorry. They don't look familiar to me at all. But like I said, I was only here a day.
No. No, it's all right. If anything... Well, if anything, it means they might never have been here. Which, well, that's either terrifying, or at least gives me a bit of hope.
There's always hope, Roman. We can keep looking.
But where?
I don't know right now, but we'll stay here and figure something out, all right?
Like I said, boys, you're welcome here with me as long as you like. It's not like I'll be running short of supplies anytime soon. We just have to keep the lights and power to a minimum, running completely on solar. Come on, let's go grab a drink.
Jesus, Elliot. What are we even doing?
What do you mean?
All this time, all these days, all I could think about was my kids. And now? Now I don't want to think.
Keep them up there, Roman. Keep them up there. We're still here, still together. We got this.
How the hell are you keeping it together more than I am?
I'm not. But we're here for each other, all right?
Right. Say, Jim. Were you listening to something when we first showed up?
Yeah. Just the last of a broadcast. Same one has been going on for a couple weeks now.
Is it a government one or something?
No, son. Government are long gone, I imagine. Nah, it's this guy. Professor Ryan's his name. He's just looking for other people out there and information. Must be the only bunker in the entire country with a fully functioning radio tower. That or everyone else is too busy fighting over the last scraps to reply.
And yours is broken as well, isn't it? I remember seeing it on the way in. Looks like something hit it. It's all twisted back.
Yep. It was like that when I arrived as well. Probably one of those damn things.
You've seen them too?
Only one. But I heard plenty more.
We've had a few close encounters. Well, we still don't know what to call them.
Demons. Whiskey?
Definitely.
Demons, monsters, aliens. It's all the same, I suppose. Something terrifying and stronger than us.
More than that as well. I've seen people straight up killing one another for the sake of these things.
What?
You heard me. That's the only time I saw one of those things. It was late. Been dark for a while and I didn't dare sleep. Couldn't. Tucked in a block of flats opposite a row of shops. All of a sudden this big flood of lights comes seeping through the curtains. Creep over, take a look out the window. I can see all these people standing around in sort of a half circle at the entrance of the butchers. The butchers of all places. Anyway, next thing I know, there's this blood-curdling scream. Awful it was. Ducked down for a second in panic, but couldn't help but peek back out the window soon after. That's when I see it. Gray skin. Tight. To its bony frame, filling the doorway to the butcher's. Looks for a second, almost human-like. Except it's not. Not even close. Behind it, all these tendrils splay out, feeling their way around the door frame like it's blind or something, and from where a human chest would be, these bony, finger-like appendages stretched out. There must have been about 20 of them altogether, all molded around this central fleshy column with knuckle-like lumps along it. Creature seemed to reel back a second, as though it was taking a mighty breath. Then this sound filled the air, this hideous metallic tune. And all the people in front, they all sway to it. Some of them drop to their knees and just stare at this thing. They looked possessed. And they step right over that poor soul they killed. Step over them like they're not even there. I'm telling you now, I never covered my ears so fast in my life. Got no idea whether that thing was doing something to him, but I watched enough horror flicks in my life to know that ain't happening to Jim. Not a goddamn chance. Didn't sleep that night. Didn't dare look out the window. Just sat up, back pressed against the corner of that room, wishing I were somewhere else, hoping none of them saw me, hoping that thing didn't see me. Crept out as soon as daylight hit and headed to the complete opposite direction by sheer luck. Came across bunker A7 a day or so later. The distant things I heard in those few days after. Not worth thinking about.
Jesus, that's horrific.
All of these things. They all have something in common.
What do you mean, son?
Yeah, what are you on about, El?
The one that got you in the woods, Roman? Do you remember how you got there?
No. You know that I don't.
Exactly. And the thing in your house, both of us were completely bewitched by it at some point.
Oh, fuck. And the one in the shop. It paralysed you, and the guy you were with was obsessed with it.
Exactly. They all seemed to be able to control us in some way or another, to invoke this possession or dreamlike state. Like an enchantment.
Oh, B. So you've had some close calls yourself, then?
It's how I lost these.
So what you're saying, Elliot, is that we should avoid even being near these things. More so than usual.
And listening to them. If what Jim says is true.
Which it is.
Jesus.
It doesn't end, does it?
Just be glad we're in here, boys. Say you did lock that door behind you, right?
You bet we did. I'm not having some gribbly from out there creep up on me.
Amen to that.
Was there anything else you noticed when you were out there, Jim?
Boy, there was a hell of a lot going on out there last time I checked.
What about things aging?
Breaking and falling apart all of a sudden, you mean?
Yeah, sort of.
If I go telling you much more of what I've seen out there, you're going to start thinking I'm mad.
I guarantee you we won't. We've seen a stag with half its ribs sticking out of its chest, making mating calls in the middle of the woods. Heard things creeping around our tent. Seen things flying off in the distance. Way too big to be a bird. You're not at risk of sounding crazy here, Jim.
Well, in the day or so before I made it here, I was heading through some back alleys and side streets, just trying to avoid the main roads, you know? And I came across this garage at the back of one of the houses. Now, I'm not one for stealing, but with the world collapsing around me and a whole bunch of demons on the loose, well,
You stole a car? It's fine. It's fine. We've all been there.
Well, I certainly tried. Weirdest thing happened, though. So I'll kneel down by the door and take a look at the lock, see if it's breakable. Hell, see if it's even locked in the first place. I'm just about to reach out and grab the thing, when all of a sudden there's this horrible cold that hits me. And the lock, no word of a lie, starts getting little spots of rust on it. Before I know it, the whole thing is a corroded mess. I stumble, land on my backside, look up, and the whole garage door starts peeling, rusting, pitting. Then the wooden frame holding the roof up. Then the whole thing just crumbles away. All the while, I'm staring in complete shock, freezing my ass off. And I'm sure I don't need to tell you that even though summers over here ain't exactly toasty, by no means frosty. I mean, I can see my damn breath this whole time, and all the while the garage in front of me is crumbling. The door curls in on itself, breaks away from the frame as the rest disintegrates around it, and I see the car inside. Pretty thing it was. Was. Before whatever the hell happened there turned into a pile of junk. So there I was, staring at the remains of the building I was considering breaking into a moment ago, and then it starts warming back up again. I can feel the glow of the sun on my skin, and I'm completely stunned. Ain't got no reason for something like that, boys. Nothing at all.
Happened in my home. Didn't see it, but it sounds the same.
Sorry to hear it, son. But I think we can all forget about what our homes were at this point.
I'd rather not. Not yet.
I can reason with that.
Jesus. What is all this? I'm so sick of not knowing.
Well, we could sit here and guess all evening, I suppose. But I don't think any of us are going to know. Not for sure, anywho.
Elliot loves to speculate.
Wouldn't say it's by choice. I can't help what my mind decides to do.
Well, it is what it is, bro.
And what exactly is that?
Just what it is, you know.
No, I really don't. Here, have mine. I'm going to take a walk.
Survivors, bear with me one moment. Bunker A7, this is Professor Ryan of Bunker A12. Do you hear me? James, Elliot, or Roman, anyone, if you're in Bunker A7, you need to stay where you are. Do not leave. Find the long-range radio stored in the backup room and program them to channel 12. You should be able to reach myself or Claire using this channel, depending on interference. If you can hear this, please respond. I shall keep the radio hooked up for the remainder of the day. If you are able to get in touch, please do. Survivors, whilst I don't know for certain what path the brothers choose to take next, I sincerely hope that I'm able to get a response from A7. Even if they left, they might have returned at some point. Surely, damn it, what am I hoping for? It doesn't make sense for Claire to have come here with all the recordings and journal entries if they're safe in A7. It seems as though I may have enough power for... Claire!
Professor Ryan, come in. This is Claire. Over.
I read you. Is everything all right? Over.
Not at all, Ryan. Fuck. I'm hiding in someone's house near Ralford. I'm surrounded, Ryan. I don't know if they know I'm here for certain, but I can hear them moving around.
Who can you hear?
Those people. Those monsters I saw the other day. I think they must have seen me. I think they followed me here. I want you to know that I'm nearly there, but if I don't make it... If I don't make it and you find my husband, tell him I'm sorry.
Claire, I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything, Ryan. If these people don't leave soon, or if they find me... to fight my way out, but I'm hoping.
Claire, come in. Oh, Jesus. I didn't mean for this to happen. Claire, are you all right? God damn it.
I'm here, but I'm gonna have to go now, like, fast. I'll get in touch later. Claire out.
What happened? What was that noise? Claire! Damn. Survivors, I don't know what to say, but I certainly won't be leaving this radio until I hear back from her. Honestly, I think that's all I can do. Damn it. I'm such a fool for letting her go out there. I should have known not every survivor would be looking to help others. Damn it. Why didn't I just listen to the others? I've sent someone to their death and... For those of you out there, still sane and safe, do not travel. Do not interact with anything unusual. Keep to yourselves and keep one another safe. We will find a way through this. If it's the last thing I do, I will find a way through this. I have to. For everyone that we've lost, I have to. I need some time to gather my thoughts, survivors. I'm ending the broadcast here for today. I'll return when I can. Hopefully with news of Claire. There's just so much going on, and even though my life is contained within these walls, there's almost too much to handle. And that's just inside the bunker. I'll do what I can, survivors. We all have to. Until then, don't wander in the dark. Survivors. Just one last message from me. If you'd like to support us here at Bunker A12, to help us keep sharing the stories of our shattered world with you, then please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/wakeofcorrosion. There are plenty of extra insights available there, as well as Letters to Shadows, a monthly series of additional stories from other survivors like yourselves. Any contributions will be hugely beneficial to help keep us from wandering in the dark.
Before the credits, I'd like to give a shout out to our very generous Patreon subscribers at the A12 Resident tier and above. Indike, Laurel, Nath, Paul, Trace, AJ Pumpkin, Austin Danger, and Twiglets. Thank you all very much.
Thank you for listening. For news and updates, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Wake of Corrosion. Wake of Corrosion was written, directed, and produced by Sean Pellington, with voice acting from Kieran Walsh as Professor Ryan, Lee Pellington as Roman, Sean Pellington as Elliot, Brianne Leeson as Claire, Harlan Guthrie as Jim. Title and credits read by Adele Cliff. Our introduction theme, Shadowlands 5, Antichamber, and outro theme, Phantasm, were created by Kevin MacLeod, sourced from incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Both pieces have been reduced from their originals with fade-out, added voiceover, and radio static effects. Morse code SFX, courtesy of Stephen C. Phillips of morsecode.world. All other sound effects are self-recorded from soundsnap.com or zapsplat.com. For our full list of credits, please visit the website in our show notes. Thank you again for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.